from Puck, the Comic Weekly, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is now on the barren pampas of South America. With him are his fellow adventurers Lil DeVril and Kolu, and their young South American friend Ramon O'Reilly. Jim and his companions are on their way south toward the Palacio O'Reilly, the great ranch estate of Ramon's father. Ever since they first set out on their rescue mission, they have been dogged by mysterious enemies. And the automobile in which they have been racing across the pampas has just been wrecked in a gunfight with these strange foes. And now, as they collect their belongings from the wreck of their car, they learn that their attackers have dealt them another crippling blow.
Jim! Oh, Jim!
Yes, Lil? Anything the matter?
The canteens! They smashed all our canteens!
Ramon.
Yes, Jim?
Are we in as bad a spot now as I think we are?
It is very bad, Jim. You have only to look around to see that this is a dead country, a land of desolation, all the way from here to the mountains.
How far is that, Ramon? About 20 miles?
About that. And in all that distance, there is no water, not even for cattle.
I get it. Mojave Desert plus the Grand Canyon. Well, there's only one thing to do, and we'd better start doing it.
Walk, huh, Jim?
Right, Lil. Is it going to be any better when we get to those mountains, Ramon?
Oh, yes, Jim, yes. On the other side is water. And from the mountaintop, we can look down and see, far off, the beginnings of my father's ranch.
Well, that sounds worth walking for, though I must say I hate stepping out of the sun. Okay, Jim, come on, let's go.
Right. And let's march along well spaced out, just in case that Indian gunman comes back to take another crack at us.
Okay.
I'll take the point position, Colo. You move over to the right. Ramon, you cover the rear.
Jim, I'm afraid you'll have to go along without.
Steady, Lil. We haven't much further to go now.
Oh, no. You're joking with me. Those mountains, they're still miles away.
No, Lil. It just looks that way. Now, please. Please keep going.
I can't.
At least till we get to the top of this rise.
What for?
There's where we're meeting Kolo. On the other side of this little hill.
Oh.
I sent him up ahead to try to spot some shelter. Some resting place out of the sun where we could kind of pull ourselves together again. Make the last push.
You'll have to do it without me. I'm sorry. I'm going to sit down here right by this big rock.
Lil, now look here. You can't.
Stretch out in this grass and go to sleep.
Lil, look out, that snake.
Jim, what? That snake, a bushmaster. Did it?
No, Ramon. Just spotted in time. Lil, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so, Jim. Thanks. Gee, it's the biggest snake I ever saw.
Oh, I'm glad I got him.
It's a good thing you did, Jim, or Lil would never have gotten up. The bushmaster snake of my country is really murderous. Worse than rattlers in the States.
It looks awful to me. Jim, Ramon, let's get away from here. Fast!
Atta girl. Just another 100 yards, Lil.
Okay.
Get to the top of this little hill. We'll find Kolo.
Jim, there he is now, coming toward us.
Right. And running, not walking. Must have some good news.
Oh, Jim.
Yes, Kolo?
Yes.
Water. Did you find some water?
No water, Miss Lil. Find cool shady tree. Big like giant maple in state.
Giant shade tree? In this Death Valley setup? Kolo, you're sure you're not seeing things?
Mirage, maybe. Don't know, Twan, Jim. Kolo's so glad to see it. He make no checkup to make sure it's really there.
Jim, it may be real. There is one shade tree that does grow here and there on the pampas, even in a desert stretch like this. It is called the ombu tree, and very peculiar. It seems able to grow anywhere.
It's real! It's real! It isn't a mirage!
Right.
It's the greenest, coolest, shadiest tree in the whole wide world.
Oh, you're certainly right, Will. Well, gang, if anybody wants to take a rest, and I do, this is the time and the place for it.
You don't have to ask me twice. I'm lying down and I'm stretching out.
Ramon, Kolo, you take a break, too. Go ahead, lie down. I'll stand guard.
All right, if you let me spell you.
Sure thing, in a half an hour. Then Kolo can take over from you. Right, Kolo?
Yes, one, Jim. Kolo's going to take nap another side of the street.
Jim. Jim.
Yes, Lil. How are you feeling now?
Lots there. I'm still awfully thirsty. Oh, if only there was something I could Sure.
I know, but...
Hey, Jim, what fools we are.
What do you mean?
The leaves of this tree. You see how green and juicy they are? Oh, I bet they taste wonderful.
You mean you're going to chew some?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to chew some for the juice if I can reach that. Got it. Well, here, go.
Well, how is it?
It's awfully sour and a little metallic. Still, it's better than nothing. And it's nice to swallow something besides it. Jim!
Lil, what is it?
Black. Everything's turning black. My throat. My throat.
Writhing in pain, Lil collapses on the ground, apparently poisoned by the juice of the ombu leaves. Will Jim and his companions be able to save her? We'll know more in just a moment when we return to our adventures of Jungle Jim. Every week, the whole year round, Puck the Comic Weekly brings you page after page of America's favorite funnies. All in full color, all designed and created by leading artists for your pleasure. The nation's foremost Sunday papers distribute Puck the Comic Weekly to youngsters and grown-ups in more than 7 million homes throughout the country. So ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that includes Puck the Comic Weekly and add to your reading pleasure. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim and his three companions have halted under a giant bamboo tree for a brief rest before continuing their forced march across a desert-like stretch of the South American pampas. Lil, unable to control her thirst, reached overhead, stripped a few bamboo leaves from a branch, and started chewing them to extract their moisture. But now, after one swallow of the juice, Lil cries out.
Jim! Oh, Jim! Oh.
Lil, what is it?
Black. Oh, everything's turning black. Oh, my throat.
Lil, those leaves. Ramon!
Is that you, Jim? You want me?
Ramon, get over here fast. Lil's been poisoned.
Yes. Jim, how did it happen? What was the leaves, ombu leaves? Jim, don't tell me she... Oh, good heavens, good heavens.
Easy, Ramon, easy. That won't do any good. Tell me. Is this ombu juice a fatal poison, or is Lil just going to be terribly sick for a while?
The ombu leaf is fatal for animals, Jim. One mouthful will kill a young one in an hour or two.
Any antidote, any remedy for it?
I do not know. Once as a child, I heard the old Indian women use the juice of the ombu a few drops at a time to cure people with pains in the heart.
Is that so? Then chances are they know how to handle the stuff. You know, in case of an overdose.
But, Jim, what good can that do Lil out here?
She isn't staying here, Ramon. We're going to get her to the mountains. There's water there, you said?
Yes, I think so.
Then there's bound to be people. A chance to get some help. Oh, if we can only get her there in time.
It's a good 6 or 8 miles to the mountains, Jim.
We're going to have to make it inside of 2 hours. Ramon, go get Cole.
All right.
I'll start making a stretcher. And hurry. We have to move fast. Faster, Ramon. Gotta go faster.
Doing the best we can.
Think we have much further to go?
No, Jim. We're in the foothills of the mountain now. We're bound to come to a hut pretty soon.
We'd better. Time's running short for Lil. Very short. She's hardly breathing.
Hello, Jim.
Look, Jim. There's Colo at the bend of the road up ahead.
Yes, and he's waving us on. Come on, Ramon. One last push. Step it up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Look, Jim.
2.
Jim, there's Colo pointing. A hut, you see?
Yes, and there's smoke coming out of the chimney. It means there's somebody home. We still got a chance.
Oh, Jim. Colo, run up the door and get people ready to help Miss Lil, yes?
Yes, Colo. Go to it. Come on, Ramon. Let's stay with it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's funny, Jim. Colo doesn't seem to be getting any answer. Colo, what's the matter there?
I hear a person moving inside, but no open door.
Well, try again, Colo.
Just one, Jim.
Still no answer. Colo, you sure you heard somebody moving around in there?
Yes, one, Jim.
Ramon, maybe they're scared to let us in. How's for telling them the story in Spanish?
I'll try. Amigos, venimos en paz. Déjenos entrar, uno de nosotros está moribundo y necesita ayuda inmediata.
¡Váyanse! ¡Váyanse! Los gigantes endiablados nos castigarán a todos. ¡Les ruego que se vayan!
No, Ramon, what's she saying?
She begs us to go away, or the devil giants will punish her and us too.
Devil giants? Why, that's the nonsense they tried on you back in the States.
That's right.
No wonder this old woman won't let us in. So-called devil that wrecked our car back there probably paid a call on all the natives between here and the ranch and warned them against helping us.
I bet you're right. Now, what are we going to do about getting inside, Jim?
Well, we'll try a little counter-pressure. Tell her to stand back and out of the way. We're going to break in. That way, she won't be responsible.
And the devil giants won't harm her. Good. Señora, dispénsenos, pero tenemos que entrar en su casa. No tenga miedo. Los gigantes endiablados nos culparán a nosotros y no a usted. Y no le harán daño.
Muy bien. Está bien. Procedan, amigo.
It worked, Jim. It's okay with her.
Now let's go. One, two. Yeah, that does it. Now, Colo, give me a hand with Lil. Easy now, easy. That's it. We'll carry her in. Let's see. Put her down near the fire here. Yeah, fine.
Señorita is sick. Most sick.
You speak English, senora?
A little, senor. What is the matter with your friend?
She swallowed the juice of the ambush.
No. No. Because then she may die.
But there must be something you can do to save her. Oh. Some herb, some root that will drive out the poison.
Yes. Yes, senor, there is such a thing. A little of it I have.
You've got it? Something that will cure her?
Perhaps. It does not always cure. Sometimes it kills.
What?
Senor, do you wish to take the chance?
Well,
quickly, senor, the sand of life run low for your friend.
Well, I don't
Jim,
know.
One moment. Jim, suppose she's in league with our enemies. Suppose that she gives Lil is not a cure, but a poison.
I thought of that myself, Ramon. We haven't any choice. We'll have to trust her. Very well, senora. We shall be most grateful if you will try to cure my friend.
Very well. A moment. I have the remedy in this little bottle. Now I will pour it into this cup. Yes, senor. You yourself shall put it to the lips of your friend.
Oh, thank you. Lil, I'm doing what I think is best for you. I hope and I pray that I'm doing the right thing.
Jim, she's swallowing it. We'll know in a minute if she's going to live.
Or die.
And so Jungle Jim and his companions wait on tenterhooks as Lil hangs suspended between life and death in a little cottage on the edge of the barren pampas of South America. Has Lil been given a cure or a death potion? Be with us next week at the same time when we continue this dangerous and exciting adventure of Jungle Jim. For still other adventures of Jungle Jim, read Puck the Comic Weekly. Puck the Comic Weekly brings you over 24 of your other favorite features, too. Among them were The Lone Ranger, Blondie, Little Annie Rooney, Dick's Adventures, Maggie and Jiggs. So join the readers in more than 7 million homes who make Puck the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. It's distributed by the nation's greatest Sunday papers from coast to coast. Ask for it by name, Puck the Comic Weekly. And remember, more radio thrills again next week, starring Jungle Jim.